It's probably not a very good thing to sit in a large auditorium like this for such a small meeting, but that's what we have to do to make a recording out of this. Because, well, the notice was kind of short. So we'll make sure that we try to make a recording of this available to you. And this is, of course, upon request. Some of you have been a little bit worried about the coming semester because you have been looking for, updated tables of available elective courses, etc. So we'll try to calm you down a little bit on those issues. It will work out. The coming semester is more than anything about the master thesis. It's a lot of the courses are, or at least half the semester, has to do with preparations for the master thesis. And in that context, you may have seen already, there is something called research project planning, which is the 7.5 credit thing that where you're supposed to plan, discuss, make contacts with a supervisor, more or less make a written project plan for the coming master thesis. That's all that you're going to do in the spring semester after. So this is pretty important. I'll get back to the content of this a little bit. New from this year is that we will run this research project planning thing as an internal thing for you interaction design students. Earlier years, this has been a common one over all the master students. We feel that we somehow lost focus by doing that. So hopefully this will be a little bit better. Quite early in the autumn semester, maybe the first week, we'll schedule a meeting, a first seminar. And on that seminar, we will give you more, you could say, detailed information about possible projects that's input from the different possible supervisors, etc. Maybe I'll go directly to this, because the thing is that in order to do this, or to work with the master thesis and with research project planning, you need to make some kind of an arrangement with an internal supervisor here at the university. Meaning that it's your responsibility to actually make this contact. You won't be assigned a supervisor. So it's your responsibility to discuss this with someone. And the same, of course, goes with the topic that you're going to write a thesis on. It's also your responsibility to find a topic. Of course, we will help you. You can discuss with several supervisors, and we will provide you with a number of topics as well in the autumn. In the end, you'll have to find something that you are interested in working on and someone that you want to use as support for that. Because that's what the supervisors are. They are going to support you in your work with this. They're not going to do it for you. You're not going to do a project on their behalf. So it's your project. Meaning that it's not a bad idea if you have some ideas to start discussing this with supervisors as early as possible, which can be now, but at the latest in the very beginning of the autumn semester. But don't be afraid to discuss with several supervisors. Another thing is that if you decide on a topic for the autumn semester, or even if you decide during the autumn semester on the topic and the supervisor, it's not necessarily written in stone. You can change things. You can change theme. You can change supervisor. You can do a lot of changes, but you'll have to write a project plan, and this is going to be graded independently and independent of the master thesis at a later stage. Whatever work you do in this research project planning period, whatever literature review you do and stuff you put on paper, all that stuff can be used directly into the master thesis at a later stage. So you can also save a lot of work if you start focusing on your master thesis already in the autumn semester in a good way. Some uses will like to establish contact with external supervisors, and that's fine. We're absolutely fine with that, but you need to have an internal supervisor that is responsible, or that is your contact within the university system. So even if you find that you want to work with somebody outside our institution, you will have to establish this contact with one of us. Now, who can be supervisors? I've just put down some names here. Some of us you know, and maybe you know what interests we have. We will go more into detail on this in the autumn semester, but this is just to give you an idea. And we'll make this list available to you afterwards, of course. Don't hesitate to take contact with some of these. If you make an appointment with me, I could also maybe, if the topic you're discussing isn't absolutely within my main focus, well, then I will guide you towards others who can assist you further on this. So the core here is that actually it's you who have to do this. It's your responsibility. But we will discuss topics and everything, of course. While I remember it, maybe it's a good idea if you are not so sure about the what kind of project you're going to do and what is a master thesis, what's the end product in the end there. Maybe it's a good idea to come and listen to the master presentations this year. It's going to be all the master theses are presented. So they have to defend their master thesis in public. You will have to do that as well next year. But this is taking place the 14th or 13th, is it? Yeah, Tuesday at least. 13th. They will not be recorded. We will try to make or to stream them in some way, but we won't record them because that's something with legal issues as well. And okay. So then we know that. But you can, you're free to, or you're absolutely welcome to come and listen to the presentations. 13th of June. I think so. It's not the first, it's the second of the dates that was available, isn't it? No. It is the 13th. Yeah, because they're spread over several days, the presentations. And it will probably be in K113, I think. We've usually used that room, but I can't guarantee that. Okay, but a good idea to it's not a bad idea to go there. It's good. That's the that's the research project planning. And that is, of course, 7.5 of the credits during that semester. You will have to fill in 15 more credits with electives in that semester. 7.5 of them are more or less given, or they're not absolutely given, but most choose to do something we call specialization course in interaction design, which is more an in-depth, or it's an opportunity to you to go more in-depth on a narrowed topic. Usually a topic that is related to the master thesis. Something you need to do anyway to be able to do the master thesis in a good way. It can be a research project, but in most cases it's variations of, you could say, a literature study, where you go in depth in a topic and write a report on that topic, where you identify a problem and try to solve it more in a theoretical way. This is also done in cooperation with a supervisor, but it's a totally open thing. The format of the end product is given, and the plan is also to put these reports into some kind of a compendium, a small book that we will make available for other students and later students. So it's going to be a nice product that we're making out of this. No, it's we're doing the same as they do in Trondheim on product design there. They have this, an identical course with the one we're running now, and the it was their idea to, or they have put these things into reports or some like common compendium, and we'll do the same here from this year on. But the reports from Trondheim is of course available, so we can probably get some examples of these reports and put somewhere. But anyway, we'll make the format available to you. Or some template for it. So you can say that this is 7.5 of these credits, and that's more or less, I maybe not everybody is going to do this, but most of you are, I would guess. And usually this is done with the same supervisor as you will use in your master thesis. Not always, but in most cases. Because it may be a topic that somebody else is a specialist on, for instance. Then it may be a good idea to use them. Yeah, but we'll inform more of this again, of course. We'll remind you on these things when we get to August and start the first seminar here. Now comes the more challenging part here, which is something you have probably have been searching for, and that's available elective courses. And Hilde will say a little bit more on these things. The problem is that some of the, you could say the, in the merging with NTNU in Trondheim and with a new faculty structure, some of the courses that you had access to without, you could say, without any administrative solutions were given or were available to you straightforward. Now there are some more borders between faculties, etc., which has made it a bit more difficult to make the tables, I think, for the available elective courses. But there will be a number of possible elective courses, and there actually are quite many, both here and even in the Trondheim area. So, but it can be a lot of things. So it's also up to you to try to find these courses. We will, if they're not in the on the list of things that's easily and readily available to you, we will do whatever we can to give you access to these courses. There usually are some. The problem comes with the automatic systems and Studweb, but we can surpass that in different ways. So. More or less. Everything that's not on your curriculum otherwise, on your course plan otherwise, and that's above, you could say, late, what we call late bachelor's level, advanced bachelor's level. Usually the courses that have course codes from 3,000 and up are things you can do here. Hilde, maybe you can try to unmute your microphone as well. That will.
Yeah, there. Virka den. I can give you some codes. We are sorry that these things are a little bit delayed. When we were Gjøvik University College, next academic year always was published quite early in the spring semester, so at least long time before May. But this is not the situation in the big NTNU, so we still have to wait for, we are working on the tables, so they will be there for you, they will be visible before you have summer holiday, as a minimum. You will find updated tables for academic year 2017-18. But I have some codes, and I have some small changes, and I can try to summarize this possibility when it comes to the electives, because it's a little bit complicated, because the list of tables in the interaction design program is not that big, but there are possibilities. But then you need to a little bit be aware of them. Will probably all of you, you intend to do, you are regular full-time students, so you intend to do your master thesis in spring 2018. So the first thing you will discover, har det gått fra krit? Nei. The first thing you will discover, this will hopefully happen by default, so you don't have to think of it, because there are will be some changes of the courses we already have when it comes to the codes. content the same, but there will be new codes. So they will need to, and this has to do with that the anti-new organization, which we know are part of new departments. So for that reason, there has been created new codes connected to your department. So this will happen. You don't think to worry, and this should happen during summer. So when you start the spring semester, you will see the correct new codes in your student web plan. So the first thing that will happen, which is the last thing for you, the master thesis, will change, and this will get a code MEXD 490, which will be master thesis for mixed, for interaction design, which then should show up in your education plan for, this will be spring 2018. And there is a couple of part-time students who are going to do their master thesis in the coming autumn semester, so they will also be registered for this new code. Content is the same. There will exist a course description which is just the same as we had for this one. So this will disappear. Dan Frode already mentioned this research project planning, which now will be for also for interaction design. And the code for that will be they still have these IMT letters, which is the letters for old faculty, old department. They will have 4885. This will be the new, this was, and in your plan today, it is this one research project planning for applied computer science, information security, and interaction design. This will also then be disappear and will be replaced by this code for you in autumn 2017. This is just a formal change in what you already have. So this is not a problem. The user-centered course should be fine. I think you have it correct. This mandatory course you have should have code IMT 4316. I think you already have this. I don't think this is a change. Yeah, so this is fine. Then we have this complicated situation about finding enough courses if you are not fine with do these specialization projects. There are two courses delivered in the media design bachelor program, which is in spring semester. So these are usually relevant only for those who are in a kind of part-time situation, so they have energy and time to do extra courses in spring semester. There are two design courses which has code 395008, which is wayfinding, and it's one about design. These are both 5 ECTS courses, and these are in spring only. So this might be very unfortunate, but some in the program can use those courses because they are not available at all in the autumn. Then you have a course that not too many have chosen, but it still exists, which is for this other department, which is 4003, this philosophy of science. This is still in your table of elective courses, I think. This will be offered for the last time for this department. This is another department. They are also revising their master program, and we change everything to 7.5 credit. So this as a separate course will disappear, but it will still exist in autumn. Autumn 2017. Then we have the MUX courses. These are you kind of are aware of, that these exist. Then we have the MUX courses, and there is one. There are 4 courses which has been in a course table available for interaction design. But this require a little bit technology background from your bachelor program, so it depends. But there is one, there are four. You can check all the course description and see if this is of interest, just depending on background. Yeah, okay. There is one which I will recommend, and I quite many did this one last 4308, which is Intro Research Web Technology. Er det den der? Nei, den ikke der. Jo. Intro to Research on using on Web Technology. So this is a 7.5 course, so this can combine with a specialization project. But it's not. This is one of those courses which you can't just choose. So you just need to know that they are available, even if you can't choose them yourself. So you need to send an email to the teacher. You can copy me. I can try to follow up. But I know that how he organized this course last year. It was no problem because he doesn't go in this course. He doesn't go very deep into the technology part. So if you think the content of this course is of interest, I would recommend you to look into this. If you have more technology background and even have been involved in programming and such, the other MUX courses are also of interest. There have been some every year from Interaction Design doing these other MUX courses. But start to look at this one. So this can be combined with this specialization project Frode told you about. But you need to have okay because it's not since there are some kind of requirements, the teacher need to say yes, I think you are fine doing this course. So if you just say a few words why you think you have competence to do it, that's fine, and then you will be registered by the administration. So don't give up if you try to register and get a no, because you will get a no. It's not in general open. Then we have the possibility that you can combine this specialization project for interaction design with another open code, which is meant for the same for individual projects, and there are three or maybe four codes to combine. Do any of you have 5-credit courses? So it is of interest to have another 5 or 10? Are you only looking for 7.5 courses to make this fit with 15? But there are these open project courses, which is IMT 4881, which is a 5-credit open individual project course. And it's the same 4882, which is a 10-credit open individual project course. And then you have your own. And there is another one, 4 and 5, which is 7.5. This is meant as a replacement for these two, in fact. So these are open for MUC, information security, and applied computer science, everybody. In addition, there is this specialization course for interaction design, which was mentioned by Frode, which have the code 4. Så det allerede? Nej. 4894, which is the specialization course for interaction design. So this is supposed to be an interaction design project anyway. This can be used for a second project.
And there is a reason for that, for us to mention this, and that is the request we have had on providing something on service design, which is, of course, somewhat a hot topic, or at least a buzzword that's used a lot now. Gry, who a former employee here, was running a course on this, which is still on the spring schedule as an elective course. Which we have been running this year as well as some kind of a self-study course, a supported self-study course, where Gry has had some introductory stuff, and where she has followed students through project from distance. We'll provide something along the same lines as an opportunity for those of you who wish to do that, using one of the project codes mentioned here. Of course, then the title won't be, you won't see in your final course plan that you've had a course on service design, but at least you can say that that was the content of it. So that's the best we can do. We can't make a new course out of this. But we will provide some support for some kind of a not very intensely taught course, but a guided self-study thing, or a supervised thing on service design. But more details on that when we start the autumn semester. But the codes are there, and we will provide this. It's probably going to be supervised by Sashi. Okay.
I can add that the autumn semester registration will probably start around July 1st. And then all these tables and all these new codes should be visible on the web. If you go to the web page for interaction design, there should be a link to course component and then the updated tables, which should include most of these things, should be visible. And there is always this possibility of ask for other courses which you don't find in your own student web tables, and you can for some of this you shouldn't take a no. If you get a no now, you can't register for this course, you shouldn't stop there. You should just continue and ask for help, because because these codes are available for you, and hopefully they will be through the updated tables as well. But there is some tricky part which I don't think we are able to solve. When new codes and new courses show up, it's not necessarily, because if they didn't exist when you started, this is something you have to, you don't find them in your tables, but you have to search for them. So in Student Web, you can always, if you don't find a table including these project codes, for instance, there's always a way to, you can search for one course, and then you can add it to your own education plan, even if it's not visible in a table. It makes it a little bit tricky, but...
So, many codes, many details here. There will be elective courses available to you. There is not a very long list for our institute or our study program only, but if you see over the different study programs, there should be a lot of things to choose from. Okay, and the final 7.5 credits are, of course, information architecture with Ian Watson, so you'll meet him as well. And he's one of the potential supervisors here.
I think the Ian Watson course was one of those I tried to, but I said user center. That was wrong.
I think it's called called information architecture. Good. That was more or less what we planned to say something about. But remember, it's not a bad idea to, if you have some ideas, or even if you have just some vague thoughts about a topic or a vague theme where you want to do a master thesis, make an appointment with me or Sashi or Anders or Miriam or for that sake anyone else on the list we provided, or for that sake any other employee here at Gjøvik or in Trondheim. So that's what we had, One question.
One question. How do we reach you? You know, we have lost this group email address we had, so now we are left with INSEAN intranet. Are you aware of that you have your own program channel? Yeah.
We tried to inform about this meeting there, but I'm not sure if it reached anyone.
We just need to learn each other to use it. We are not used to it. Staff are not used to it either. But we don't have a better way. So, I don't think there are too many channels you are connected to by default, but there is one channel per program. The more we're using it, the better it will be. So just remember that it exists, and we will try. If there are something important, we will try to use this. We also have a front room, which you probably almost have not seen. It was in use in autumn when we started, because it called general info master programs, our master programs. But they are not so much general information. It was in the beginning of the academic, not when you were new students. So there was something around the startup activities, and that's it. This room does exist, so if we put something there, you probably see it next time you log into
the front. But the front
room disappear, that is the problem. This general front room, we have used front more or less like the internet before, and these general rooms will disappear by July 15. So we better learn to use the internet in a better way. So this is typical thing that we should then post a message in this internet. Mm. And the name of the channel is Master in Interaction Design.
Master in Interaction Design on INSIA
at ntnu.no. Be connected when you are registered in that program. And all new students will by August.
I'm not sure how it works. It doesn't work like this for me. Yeah. You have to go to INSIA. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we don't have any group mails, unfortunately.
And we don't have a good answer. This is just how it works, and we know that this is the drawback with these systems. So we need just to remind each other.
But anyway, when you get for the research project planning, etc., when you start on that in the autumn semester, there will be a new Blackboard room, and of course we will use these rooms for this type of information as well, because those are courses that most of you go to. I will try to post, or I'll post the slides I use now on INSIA with a link. Let's see if that works. I'm not sure. Or on some other source. And also a link to the recording here. So there should be, if the system here works now, it doesn't give any, this is very bad interaction design. You don't get any feedback on what if things works or not. So we'll hope it works, and if it works, we'll make that available to all of you through a link on INSIA, if that's a possibility in the message system. But yes, we'll make sure that you get access to this. Okay, any questions, feel free to ask them. You are good at asking questions anyway, so you don't have to be reminded. Good. Okay, thank you for coming.